Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Ivan Tedesco, hey, I know you're probably not a mud specialist growing up where you are. First moto looked to be maybe conditions got you a little bit?
No, not really. Actually, I twisted my knee. I twisted my knee last week in Texas a bit. And I twisted again at the beginning of that moto, and I just, by the end of the moto, my knee was hurting so bad. I was just riding around. And then, so I tried to regroup, ice it, have G do his magic work on it and get me back out there for that second moto. And I got a good start in that one and just did what I could. You know, it was just one of them days.
Yeah, second moto was good. Awesome start. And, I mean, the top four right now are just, they look like on another level, but there's no reason why you can't be right there.
No, you know, it's going to take some work. You know, I just kind of was behind the ball starting the season, obviously. And, I'm just going to keep working, ride as much as I can. You know, it sucks I kind of tweaked my knee a little bit because, you know, hopefully it doesn't hold me back too bad. But, I'm just going to keep working at it and try not to get too frustrated because, you know, it's kind of humbling, you know, to get beat by these guys.
Well, and, Hangtown went well for you. It's, last week I thought you showed good heart and determination, but didn't go well. So it's almost like we've had one good, one bad so far.
Yeah, you know, it's there. I just got to put it all together, you know, get every piece of the puzzle. You know, these kids, they're on it, you know. They're riding good. They're in shape. They're, you know, everything's clicking for them. And, you know, it's not quite there for me yet. And, I'm going to keep working on it and keep a good attitude and go home and work on it.
Hey, good memories of this place. I guess you grew up riding here quite a bit.
No, rode here growing up.
All right, my sources are wrong. No, for somebody was like, yeah, Paul Lindsay. Yeah.
I grew up racing around here a lot. You know, okay. I think it's more the vibe of being here with the family. I mean, I was kind of hoping for a good day today, but I think, you know, like you said, the mud maybe wasn't ideal for me. You know, obviously, it's not my best condition, but that first moto was weird. It wasn't really like a mud race. It was almost just real slick and like, I don't know, it's sketchy.
Yeah. And but the track itself, you do like it, and you're happy to first overall here.
Yeah, the track's good. The track was gnarly today. You know, it was one, a gnarly track, and fitness-wise, it's tough with the elevation, and you know, it's a tough race.
All right, man. Thank you.
No worries.